everybody.
Hello, Rabbi.
Hello, Rabbi.
We want to discuss today a piece of Beis Halevi in Parshas Kisisa, very pertinent to this week's Parshas Pekudei. Yes, very pertinent. And it's also very pertinent to the Nefesh HaChaim that we have been learning. We have been learning in the Sefer Nefesh HaChaim about how every person, every Yid, has a switchboard that he sits at, and he's constantly turning on and off the switches that control the heavenly spheres. When you behave properly, so you're bringing light to all the heavens, to all the galaxies, etc., etc., and if Chas V'Shalom you do things that are improper, it causes the opposite. Right? It brings darkness, it brings destruction and whatnot to the up in the heavens, to everything that's important for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We create the situation, we make that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be either strong or HaKadosh Baruch Hu's strength is Chas V'Shalom weakened as a result of our doings or misdoings. And that, the Chaim Volozhiner says, is what it means when it says that we are Tzelem Elikim. So just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Boyer, and the shame of the Bria was the shame of Elikim, so we too are constantly in a mode of Boyer, right? We are constantly creating and destroying, creating and destroying. Okay, so that is what we want to get back to in a moment, and I would like to tell you a little bit about what it says in the Sefer, best-selling, right, in Brisk, was the Sefer Beis Halevi. Yeah? It's definitely one of the classic Sfarim in the Jewish library. Okay? So, we want to discuss a little bit, what was the Mishkan, according to Rashi, the Mishkan came as a result of the Chetah Ego, right? It came to atone for the Chetah Ego, right? Unlike others, unlike even the Zohar HaKadosh, right? But this is the way we learn Pshat, Poshet, right? That Truman Tetzaveh is really a Mukhem Mukhem Batayu, according to Rashi. And the Tzivui was after the Chetah Ego. Okay, what was the Chet? What was the chait? Where did they go wrong, right? So, of course, there's a lot to discuss about this, but I want to go with the Beis Halevi's Mahalach. Okay? So the Beis Halevi says as follows. We know that every mitzvah has tremendous, tremendous, tremendous hidden timing, hidden reasons for every single mitzvah. Right? There's no mitzvah that doesn't have for it the most sublime reasons. I learned with the Baron over here, we learned Halachas of Mayim Achroinim, right? So Mayim Achroinim, the reason is because of Melach Zdoimis. It says because of some certain salt, that the salt is dangerous, we got to get it off our fingers. Okay, right? Today, this salt doesn't exist, right? So that's why there are some poiskim, there are some, not saying a lot, but there are some that say, so today you don't have to wash my machayim because there's no melach doimis. Comes along the Vilna Gaon, right? And the Vilna Gaon says that when the Gemara, when Chazal give a reason, right? When Chazal give a reason, they're giving one reason. They're giving one reason, but there are really many, many hidden reasons that the Chazal just didn't give us, right? So just because the reason of Melach Zdoimis doesn't exist anymore, there's still many, many reasons that you have to do Mayim Achroinim. In Arizal, I'll just give you just a little taste of in this particular situation. In Arizal, it discusses in the Zohar HaKadosh, actually. In the Zohar, it's called Mayim Achroinim Choivo. So the one says Mayim Achroinim Choivo. So Choivo is another name for the Sitra Achra, right? And when we eat and when we bench, we're doing everything with tikkunim, with making tikkunim for the tzad atoya. All the tikkunim that we're doing is with the tzad atoya. So we have to give something to the sitra achra. So we wash our fingers, right? That's given over to the Tzad HaRa, because you always have to give a little bit of Kedusha to the Tzad HaRa, which we've discussed over here in the past. I'm not going to get into it now. Whoever remembers, remembers. Right? And that's why some of the Mekubalim would be very upset with the Goyin. The Vilna Goyin says that you should do a real washing when you wash, like you should wash really properly. But the Mekubalim will say, you have to give a little bit, you don't have to, but don't drown, you're going to drown them. You know what I mean? It's too much Kedusha. You know what I mean? A little bit of water you give them. Yeah? But what I mean to say is the Tachlis and Yonim, what I'm trying to teach you is that just because there's a reason given, it doesn't mean that there are no other reasons, right? There are many, many reasons. Sometimes we know the reasons, sometimes we don't know the reasons, right? Some amongst us know a lot of Torah, right? If you know a lot of Torah, then you know a lot of reasons. Some don't know the reasons, yeah? Okay. Now, the Mishkan was built with a tremendous purpose, the Mishkan was. I think we discussed it. We discussed it on Pashas Truma. We had a little shir over here on Shabbos, and we discussed how the Mishkan is a capsule form of the creation of the world, right? That's true, but we didn't discuss that much. But I'm going to stick to the world right now, which is, it happens to be a Zohar in Pashas Pekudei. It happens to be a Medrash Tanhum in Pashas Pekudei, about how it exactly is parallel to the world. Just like Noita Shemayim Keiria, like we said on Rosh Chodesh, that the heaven is like a curtain, so that's why there were curtains at the top of the Mishkan. The creation has a sun and a moon, that's why there's a menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. There's a human being in the world, Adam HaRishon, there's a Kohen Gadol that goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And it goes on and on and on and on and on. Right? So they're the greatest reasons in the world. They're the greatest reasons in the world to make a Mishkan. Right? However, you need one more thing. You need one more thing. And the thing you need is that Hashem should command you to make the Mishkan. If Hashem should command you to make a Mishkan, then that Mishkan is going to work. If Hashem doesn't command you to make a Mishkan, it's never going to work. Right? Take a look. The Pasuk says, Re'u, Karasi Hashem B'Shem, Betzalel ben Uri ben Hur Lamata Yehuda. I have distinguished and designated Betzalel that he is going to be the one that's going to build the Mishkan. He's going to erect the Mishkan. Now, who was this Bezalel? You guys know who Bezalel was?
The grandson of Amir.
That's correct. And that's correct, too.
Maybe. Bezalel Kael.
Now, how old was Bezalel? Do you guys know?
Young.
He was 13 years old. And Shmulek over here says Bezalel Kael. He was Bezalel Kael. He was in the shade, in the shadow of Hashem. And Chazal say, listen to these words. Yodeya hoya Betzalel. Betzalel knew. Letzarev bohem oisiyos. To put together the oisiyos. Shenivu bohem shomayim v'oritz. What did Hashem do when he created the world? He took letters. Beis, Reish, Aleph, Shin, Yud, Tov. And boom, gracious, right? Yehi Or, Yud, Hey, Yud, Aleph, Vov, Resh, Yehi Or. And that's the way Hashem created the world. Yodeya Oye Betzalel, Letzar Bem Oisiyas Shenirvu Bem Shemayim V'Oretz. Why did Betzalel have to know the Oisiyas that the Shemayim V'Oretz were made with? Because I'm telling you, because the Mishkan is a replica. It's a replica. So if it's a replica, it's got to be done exactly in the same way. Correct? Correct. Okay. So now, seemingly, you would think that you got a guy like Bezalel, that he knows so much, so let Bezalel just go and make a Mishkan, just like that, right? Out of his own good heart, right? He'll make Hashem very, very happy, right? To have a... But we've seen this with Pasha, no. It didn't work that way at all. Hashem commanded Moshe, and Moshe told Bezalel everything he needs to do. Why was it that way? So the Beis Halevi explains amazing the chet of the eagle. What was the chet of the eagle? The chet of the eagle was a chet that the Jewish people, there were a bunch of, what do you think, there were shkotzim? This is the Dor Deyer. This is the greatest door of mankind. There was never a generation like the generation that stood at Matan Torah and received the Torah. That ponim al ponim dibra Hashem imocha mitoich ha'esh. Hashem spoke to them, right? And they had the most sublime. Those people came, right? They didn't want stam. They thought the Moshe Rabbeinu was gone. They wanted to have also a mishkan. They envisioned their mishkan, right? What was their mishkan? Maybe an eagle, you know? Now, if they wanted to be a bunch of schlucks, they could have just made an eagle themselves. They didn't want to be a bunch of schlucks. They meant well, right? What did they do? Who did they take as their leader? Aaron HaKohen. Could you do better than that? You can't do better than going to Aaron HaKohen, right?
Yet,
it was a tremendous, tremendous chait. Right? He says over here, they didn't rely on themselves. They went to Aaron that was greater. They knew that Aaron HaKohen knows what's up. He knows the story. And he knows how to make Hashem happy. Right? He knows how to make Hashem happy better than anybody else. So they said to him, Kuma Selanu Elohim. Make for us a place, make for us a leader, make for us a matzah. But they made a tremendous, tremendous mistake. Now listen to these major league words, okay? And you'll see how much this is going to be connected to what we're learning. If you can also pay attention for a moment, I would appreciate it. But they made a mistake. What's their mistake? That's true. That when a person over here in this world does tremendous things, and he's got that switchboard that I'm telling you about, he could make tremendous tikkunim up in the heavens. Right? When we do a mitzvah, we're going to have Mikra Megillah in 2 weeks, right? We're going to have the Purim, right? And Rabbi Slavin is going to tell you about the tremendous awe that's Nizgala, right? When we say Hashem Dishonu b'mitzvoisa v'tzivonu al mikro megillah, right? So it says in Svar Magdeishim how there's a tremendous aura that's nizgala in the heavens above. That's true. It's 100% true. But you know why it happens? It's because Hashem commanded us. He commanded us in the mitzvah mikro megillah, right? No aura is ever going to be mizgala without a mitzvah and a tzivur. It's got to be that we're commanded to do it, and we do it because it's commanded, because we're commanded. So he says again, he says, they create tikkunim in all the worlds. That's why Hashem set up the system. He set up the switchboard. I once did a... When I 15 years ago, I made a renovation in my house, and we just had to redo all the electricity. You know, I'd lived there for 25 years, and you know, I had to get a certification from the electric company, and there were so many things that were wrong, because you know, you pull wires here and you pull wires there. Like if this Neve dorm over here where we are now would need to be examined and certified, it would be cheaper to take the building down than to pass the certification of the electric company. It's not even a question. And then I remember, so then I needed like a whole new board. I needed a new board, you know, a new beginning. So the electrician comes in with the board and he says, "Here's my baby." The new electric, the new switchboard, you know what I mean? So I'm saying, this is a Kodesh Baruch Hu switchboard, right? Kodesh Baruch Hu gives us a switchboard. But the switchboard is only in as much as, it's only in as much as we are commanded. That's what he's saying over here. Ki chen goza aboyez borach, asher ha'olamois yu misnagim al pimaisa odem bozeh olam. That's what Hashem said. Hashem said that this world is going to be conducted by us. Onom kol zehu rakim oisa amit v'tzivsa olav atayra lasa isa. This is only if HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded us to do it. V'chein maisa mishkan. The mishkan also. The mishkan is the greatest of all ideas. There can't even be a better thing than a mishkan. What could be greater than the mishkan? And a mishkan that Bezalel made? Could there be something better than a mishkan that Bezalel made? Can't be. Can't be. Yodei Yahoyah Bezalel, the Tzavan, Oisiyah, Shenivu, Bem Shemayim Voretz. But there's one thing that you need also. There's another thing. You need to do it the way Hashem commands you. One second. And that's why, when you're going to read Parshas Pekudei, those of you that have done, anybody started Shnei Mikra V'Chatargum a little bit on Parshas Pekudei? How far are you? Anybody? Yeah. How far are you?
Ali and a half through.
That's not so far. And you? You?
Shishi.
Oh, so Shishi. What's the verse that appears most in Parshas Pekudei? Kasha Tziva Hashem Es Moshe. Kasha Tziva Hashem Es Moshe. Kasha Tziva Hashem Es Moshe. Like, what is with you? You have a hard skull?
I asked you about that.
Right? I get that. Right? Shani. Kasha Tziva Hashem Es Moshe. Kasha Tziva Hashem Es Moshe. Six psukim later. Kasha Tziva Hashem Es Moshe. Two psukim later. Kasha Tziva Hashem Es Moshe. Ten psukim later. Kasha Tziva Hashem Es Moshe. Four psukim later. Kasha Tziva Hashem Es Moshe. Over and over and over and over. There's no other place like Pekudei. No other place like Parshas Pekudei.
There's Parsha in Shmo that I asked you this year, why does it keep saying Kasher Tziva Hashem?
Maybe by the Marcus, maybe?
Could be, yes. Yes,
yeah, that's
yes,
different. But that's different. That's a different story. But here, over and over, Kasher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe, Uvoz Zed Novins of the Beis HaLevi, the Parshas Pekudei, Dal Kol Prat Uprat, Val Maisa V'Maisa Shosu V'Mishkon, Kosu V'Mefoyosh Kasher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe. How could that be? The Mishkan. The Mishkan is coming to be mechaper for the eagle. What was the whole chait eagle? That they didn't do it with Hashem's tzivli, right? So that's why it had to be over here emphasized. Yeah, it's got to be emphasized over here that the tikkun. Right? What's going to be the rectification of the chait of the eagle? That we're going to do everything kasher tziva Hashem Es Moshe. Kasher tziva Hashem Es Moshe. But Tzalel is not going to do anything just because of his wisdom. Right? V'amalei oisei beruach v'chochma v'das v'svuna. Right? He was filled of all chochma bina das. He had all the chabad. Yeah? He had everything. He had all the chabad. Yeah? But he didn't rely on himself. He did it. Kasha Tziva Hashem Es Moshe, right? And that's a very, very big lesson for us that we have to always remember, right? We Lamaisa, our understanding of Hashem and His will is puny, right? It's very small. We don't understand a lot, right? We don't understand. We can't even understand. What it's talking about that Bezalel knew, right? We could just shake our head and shrug, yeah. But and if we know something once in a while, we think, oh, this is going to give Hashem nachas ruach, right? Kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe. What does it say in the Shulchan Aruch, right? The Shulchan Aruch is kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe. What does the Shulchan Aruch say, right? What it says in the Shulchan Aruch, that's what we do. Kasher tziva Hashem es
Moshe.
And that the Gra is in the Shulchan Aruch. The Gra is in the Shulchan Aruch. Hashem should help. We should be zoicha em yitzah Hashem to a wonderful, wonderful tikkun. All of us will be able to be mentakin and the foshes bezras Hashem and follow the Torah and without hitchakmuyot, without trying to be wise guy, right, and just do what we're told. And that will bring Hashem tremendous nachas ruach.
Amen. Amen.